Hi, Gitvach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and this week we have the last of the big parshiot. All the remaining few parshiot left in Sefer Devarim are definitely on the shorter side as we get close to the home stretch with all the chagim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and ultimately finishing the Torah or the cycle of the Torah at Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeret. So anyway, this week's parsha is Kitavo. And in this week's parsha, we have the declarations made upon Har Eval and Har Gerizim. Both blessings and curses are uttered, but also a set of guidelines. As Jews, we are often labeled the chosen people, yet we're not always quite sure what this means or even if it's really true, and obviously there's tons of discussions about that. But it is entirely true. We are the chosen people. Now, what exactly does that mean? It's been explained to me numerous times that the fact that we are chosen does not necessarily mean we are better, but rather we have a greater responsibility than the other nations of the world. Now, if we meet our responsibilities and we do excel in Hashem's ways and become an Or LaGoyim, a light unto the nations, and do what we're supposed to do, and we thereby sanctify Hashem's name, then we are better than the rest of the world. But if we fail to meet those responsibilities and fail to do the mitzvah that Hashem asked of us and fail to meet the extra responsibilities that we have, then in a certain sense, we're actually worse than the other nations. And this is, in a certain sense, actually comparable to human beings and animals. One of the, I believe it's one of the first Rashis in Bereishit, says that mankind is only above the animals so as long as he acts appropriately and also treats the earth, you know, it's, you know, properly, etc. You know, there's a lot of different commentaries on that, but basically when man acts properly because he has a choice, unlike an animal, which is largely instinct-based, right? When a person makes a decision and they do the right thing, then they're above the animals. But when they actively choose with a full mindset and they have the capacity to tell Elohim and they use it for evil and they use it for bad, then they're worse than an animal, right? So it's a similar concept here, right? The Jews have the potential to be better. If the Jews do what they're supposed to do, then we are better. But we're chosen to make that responsible choice. We're chosen to have those responsibilities and to make those judgments and to execute those mitzvot that Hashem wants us to do. And if we can do that, then we will be the Am Segula, we will be the Jewish people, right? Now, if we want to be the Am Segula, we must be distinct in four ways. Now, before enumerating these four ways, the Torah lists four ways in which we will serve Hashem. It states in Perek Chaf Lav Pasuk Yud Zayin, Et Hashem Hamar Tayom Lehiyot Lecha Lelokim Hulechet Bedrachav. You have delineated today for Hashem to be your God, that's one, and to go in his ways, that's two, and to keep the chukim, mitzvot, and mishpatim, that's three, and to listen to his voice, that's four. The first of these, to be Hashem your God, signifies monotheism and unadulterated belief and faith, emuna, in Hashem. The second, go in his ways, is to follow his path, being Hashem's path, and not the paths of the other nations. The third one, just to keep the chukim, mitzvot, and mishpatim, is, you know, fairly straightforward. It's to keep all of the positive and negative commandments and all the laws set forth in the Torah, whether written or oral, and whether, you know, more direct or expounded by our sages. Finally, the fourth is to listen to his voice, to listen to Hashem's moral instruction, to connect with him, to be dveikim by Hashem, to be connecting to Hashem, and to remember his ways in everything that you do in all aspects of life. Now, the following pasuk, Pasuk Yerchet, calls us an Am Segula, a treasured nation, and the next pasuk explains how we can thereby be such a nation. Pasuk Yotet states, U'titcha elyon o'ko ha'goyim asher asa l'tila, u'ashem u'tiferet, v'liyotcha am kadosh la'ashem o'kecha kasher diber, and to place you at the highest level above all nations that were made for praise, that's one, for tehila, right, shame, name, for splendor, tiferet, and Lohiyot Am Kadosh, a holy nation. Those are four. To Hashem your God, as he has spoken. A Jew should act in a manner that people will praise. Right? That's the first one. They should see him acting properly, whether it be acting in business, in his religion, or just basic interactions with other people. A Jew should make a name for himself or herself. He should see him or herself as distinct and be proud of it and strive to make accomplishments in his life that affect the world. Now, Tiferet, often translated as glory or splendor, also actually signifies a balance between two opposite sides. And Kabbalistically, it's the mediation or middle, moderation, whatever word you want to use, between chesed, kindness, and gvura, which is strength or harsh judgment, thereby achieving a means of compassion that also includes accountability. And this is how a true judge or a true ruler should act. And so should we when forced with similar decisions. And finally, the fourth thing, we must act as an Am Kadosh, a holy nation. And there's a ton of meanings to this, and obviously, you know, we have Kadosh and Tehiyu and a lot of other explanations which stem from that. But it's extensively described in Parshat Kadoshim, and just putting it in short, just like a brief summary, we have a moral accountability, and we must not involve ourselves with base acts or activities that would lower us in good standing. Now, furthermore, in Pasuk, so in 2 Prakim later, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says that Hashem placed us in the world to be a head and not a tail. This means that we should seek to lead and to educate the world in Hashem's ways and the proper moral path. We should not be a zanav, we should not be a tail, i.e. to follow what other people are doing and only go where they lead. But if we fail to meet our responsibilities, we will be cursed instead of blessed, as described in Perchaf Chaf Chet Pasuk Mem Dalet. Hashem will make the other nations the head, i.e. they will rule over us, and we will have no choice but to be the tail. So let us remember the blessings and our responsibility as a Jewish nation so that we can sanctify Hashem's name and be the chosen people we are meant to be. So let's say with the few minutes remaining, I guess I could probably talk about a couple different things. So one thing I could talk about is, you know, we mentioned the concept of Am Segula, which is a phrase that appears numerous times throughout the Torah to refer to the Jewish people. And among the multiple gematriot of Am Segula, something which I've spoken about before is the gematria of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak is the mita of Gvura, which is strength, that although we obviously need chesed, in order to be a treasured nation, we must have vigilance in all of our acts. I mean, obviously, in a merciful manner, you know, we can't just have strict judgment because we need to be a nation of Tiferet. That was one of those four things. But we need to make sure we're vigilant, that we're aware of everything that's going on. We need to have that gvura, and that's also tied to the concept of yira. We need to, you know, have that. Obviously, you can't have that without Ava and Rachamim, right? And the whole, obviously, everything needs to be a balance. And this actually then ties into the concept of Akedat Yitzchak, because even though, so it's called Akedat Yitzchak, and we have to remember the gvura and the pachad, whatever you want to call it, that Yitzchak had and the sacrifice that he made. But ultimately, Avram is the one, actually heard this in a shiur recently, Avram was the one who's generally given credit for Akedat Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was Gevurah Adin, like, so obviously it wasn't easy to sacrifice his life, but it wasn't so unnatural for him to give up his life for the sake of Hashem. But for Avram, which was Chesed, and was always teaching against human sacrifice, everything like that, to go against it, a person of Chesed and kindness and pure, you know, just goodness and giving and everything like that, to have to sacrifice his son. So we actually see a lot of different things here. So to be an Am Segula, obviously we need to start with Chesed. We need to make sure that our underpinnings, that everything we have, were Chesed, our interactions with each other, Gemilas Chesedim, charitable acts, kindness, hello, goodbye, thank you, please, all these things like that. We need to make sure to be courteous and, you know, be human beings first. But that layer on top of that, inside of being a good human being, a person who's a Baal Chesed or Baal of Chesed, right? We need to make sure that we have the Gevurah and we have to be steadfast to make sure to adhere to the rules and make sure we are distinct from other people in whatever aspect it may be. And obviously, you know, in the world we live in, that's much easier said than done, myself included. But it's just, you know, something to remember. And as long as we keep that in mind and, you know, do our best to follow in Hashem's ways, then, you know, maybe be zocha that we should always be blessed and never be cursed, and we always be the head and never be the tail. Shabbat shalom.